USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Chicago, where police are updating the arrest of Empire actor Jussie Smollett, the 36-year-old claiming that he'd been the victim of a hate crime attack last month in Chicago, but now he's charged with filing a false report.
Celebrities, news commentators, and even presidential candidates weighed in on something that was choreographed by an actor.
An angry Chicago police superintendent, Eddie Johnson, at a news conference that's just wrapping up.
How can an individual who's been embraced by the city of Chicago turn around and slap everyone in this city in the face by making these false claims?
Federal prosecutors accusing a U.S. Coast Guard officer of planning to carry out a large-scale domestic terror attack. They say Christopher Paul Hassan also wanted to kill a number of Democratic politicians and journalists. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.